DW.
A clutch of Benelli's eagle's chicks sit in their nest at a nature reserve in the Spanish region of Catalonia. As they grow, they'll have some of the most incredible landscapes to explore, but are also likely to face acute danger. Here in the northeast of the country, scientists have been studying for years the threats posed to this massive bird of prey, whose wingspan can stretch more than a metre and a half. Yes, their natural habitat is shrinking and they continue to be hunted illegally, but researchers say electrocution is the number one cause of death for this endangered species in Spain. Wilm van den Bosse from the conservation group BirdLife International explains why species like the Benelli's eagle are in peril.
The risks are highest for large soaring birds, so a lot of them are migratory birds, and especially during migration to roost during the night, they try to use the highest position in a landscape to be safe from predators from the ground, mainly from foxes and other animals. And so particularly white storks and a number of eagle species, they like to use these pylons often in a roost, and they're very vulnerable for potential electrocution.
Over the past 25 years, close to 100 Benelli's eagles have been electrocuted on power lines in Catalonia alone. And while that may not seem like a lot, it's still about 10% of the estimated number of surviving birds here in Spain and Portugal. Researchers noticed something vital about the fight to save them as they track the eagle's movements. They say that high-tension power lines that dot many a landscape and carry electricity over long distances are not a particular threat for birds. Indeed, it's the shorter power lines that cover smaller areas that are more dangerous. Biologist Dr. Joan Rial is director of the Conservation Biology Group at the University of Barcelona.
In fact, the electrocution occurs in distribution power lines. So this is medium-sized pylons, 20,000 volts. The danger of each pylon depends on the design. So the more dangerous pylons are made of iron and have the vertical poles. So the birds can touch very easy the poles and get electrocuted.
It's estimated that globally millions of birds are electrocuted on power lines each year, which has led to blocs like the European Union setting guidelines on how to reduce the incidents. Many EU states, including Belgium and the Netherlands, are putting more of their power lines underground, for many reasons, not just to save birds. But that's just not practical in countries with a more rocky terrain like Spain. And Germany, for instance, has been praised for its work retrofitting many older power lines to make them bird safe. But it's an expensive undertaking covering many thousands of kilometres. BirdLife International's van den Bosse explains.
What's being done then is to put a cover on the top of the pole so that when the bird hit the wire, he doesn't make contact with the metal, but with the plastic protection. So that can be done when a distribution line is already constructed. But of course, a more sensible way of doing is when they construct a new line, that the poles are built in such a way that they are bird friendly, meaning that there is a place where they can sit and the lines are hanging down. So there is no chance that the birds will hit more than one wire.
The cost of retrofitting tens of thousands of power lines over large land masses like Spain and Turkey is seen as prohibitive. So Joan Real from the Conservation Biology Group at the University of Barcelona and his team have found an alternative solution that can reduce the resources and costs needed to carry out such a huge task.
It depends on the design of each pole, but using our prediction model, we can select exactly the most dangerous pylons. Only 5% of the pylons that are in the landscape accumulate 60% of the deaths. So using this model, we can optimize the effort and the money. So it's only a question of politics, no?
This can be done if the Benelli's existing habitats are left alone and hunting bans are implemented for animals that are the bird's prey. Rial says a lack of food often forces the eagle to seek out new, potentially dangerous habitats where they come across the pylons. Researchers have worked with power companies in Catalonia and have had some success in retrofitting pylons and protecting the birds. By concentrating on so-called black spots, they were able to reduce eagle mortality by up to 23% in just a few years. But it's difficult to replicate that success when the Catalan government insists on compensating electricity firms for the retrofitting without budgeting for the additional expense.
Now there are some laws to try to change this, but these laws say that the government has to pay the mitigation of this problem to electrical companies. And from the last 10 years, government do not spend money on this because of crisis or because of, I don't know. So the problem is not solved.
Rial estimates that if just two adult birds or four young eagles are saved from electrocution each year, the population would stabilize. But while several EU countries are making progress in preventing bird electrocution, the future of the Benelli's eagle in Spain looks set to remain in jeopardy. Nick Martin, DW, Barcelona.
DW.